Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Mishnah Gimel says, Bala lichtov es magila. So they brought him what he needed to write the scroll. Me'eza makum hukosev, and from where does he write? Me'im lo shachav ish v'gomer. So he writes from where it says, if no man has defiled you, and if you didn't, or if you did cheat on your husband. But he doesn't write the part where it says that the Kohen causes the woman to swear. And then he resumes writing from where it says, God will make you, the woman, a curse and an oath. Ubo hamayim ha'arim ha'ele b'me'ayach l'tzvos beten v'lanapil yarech. And the water will enter into you and will cause your thigh and your belly to explode, basically. Ve'eino kotev amur ha'isha amen amen. And he doesn't write the part where the woman responds amen amen. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo hayamafsik. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't skip. So the parts where the first opinion says, you don't write that, he says, you write everything straight through. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, as we mentioned yesterday, ko atzmo eno kotev, ela yitin Hashem osach l'olul shvua. He says, you only write the part about God will make you a curse and an oath. Ubo hamayim ha'arim ha'ela b'ma'ayach v'gomer, and the part about these waters will enter into you and cause your thigh and belly to swell and explode, etc. Ve'eino kosev va'amr ha'isha amen amen, and you don't write the parts where the woman says amen amen. So three opinions here. You write text, you stop for stage directions, you write text, you stop for stage directions. Second opinion is you write everything including the directions. And the third opinion is that you start later and you only write the very end of the first opinion, stopping before the instructions. Let's take a look in the Bartnuro and he'll give us some clarity as to why they differ in this matter. Ve'eino kotev v'hashpia, ha'kohen asa'isha. You don't write the part where the Kohen makes the woman swear, she'ein ze ela mitzvah al ha-kohen l'hashpia, because this is only a commandment for the Kohen to cause her to give an oath. Ve'eino kotev amra isha amen amen. You don't write the part where the woman says amen amen. She'eino ela kabala ha-isha mekabela saleha ha-alos. This is only the woman accepting these curses upon herself if she's guilty. Rabbi Yossi Omar eino mafsik. Rabbi Yossi says you don't skip. When you start writing from if no man has defiled you, ad amen amen, straight through to the woman says amen amen. And you write the commandments of the Kohen causes the woman to swear. Vekablos deva amra ha'isha amen amen, and the acceptance of the woman who says amen amen. The darish s, because he expounds on the word s, that prepositional conjunction there. L'rabos tzvos v'kabalos. He feels that that superfluous word, or that seemingly superfluous word, means to indicate to include something extra, and that's the instructions. Rabbi Huda Omer ko atzmo eno kosev. Rabbi Huda says you don't write all that. Klomer hayazahir ba'atzmo shelo lichtov ela alos belvad. He was strict on himself only to write the curses. And the reason is because it says Ha'Allah lemiyutei tzvos v'kabalos. He feels that the Torah excludes writing those things that otherwise might be included because it says Ha'Allah, the curse. Let's see more about writing the scroll, Mishnah Dalid. Eino kosev lo al haluach. You couldn't write it on a board. V'lo al hanyar, not on paper. V'lo al hadiftera, and not on unprocessed parchment. Ela al hamagila, it has to be written in a scroll. Shenemar basefer, because the Torah tells us write it in a book. Veino kosev lo bakomos, v'lo bakantom. You can't write it with sap, you can't write it with a metallic substance. V'lo b'chol dover shiroshem, and not with anything that can be, leave a mark behind. Ela b'dio, it has to be written in ink. Shenemar umacha, because it says that you blot it out. Katsav sheyachol lihimachek, it has to be writing that is able to be erased. Let's look at the Bartnuro again. Luach, shall eitz, a board is wood, niar, paper. Shall asavim, it's made of grasses. Shekoshim osam, osim kamin or. They're crushed and processed, so they become like a like a parchment-like substance, a diphtera, or she'enu me'ubad kol tzarko, it's not completely processed parchment. B'sefer, we do write it in a book, which is klaf. That's what we would use for writing a Sefer Torah, parchment. Komos, we said, is sap, sarafa ilon. And kankantom, ubalaz vitriol. So this metallic substance is vitriol, and that's also what we would call it in English. V'lo b'chol davar shehu roshem, and not with anything that leaves a mark behind. B'nivla b'klaf, b'eno yochel limchok, something that becomes absorbed in the parchment so that it can't be erased. Okay, so that's about writing the scroll. And tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay, and that's about the woman answering Amen, Amen.